Welcome back to CKUT. I'm Joe Broadhurst, and we're joined by Miss Constance Fogel, or Connie Fogel, from the Canadian Action Party. Stay tuned for the weather with Margot just after this interview. Thanks for joining us again.
Yep, glad to be here.
I had visited some Canadian webs, the SIRC, and which is this is a part of the CSIS. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's the committee to what is it? It's basically, I don't see where it says what it is. But anyways, what it does is it talks about the warrants that were issued for over a certain number of years, and basically this eavesdropping legislation is what they're trying to say is that we have this great need for this legislation because we have lots, you know, because of technology and because of everything else, we have lots of terrorists that are going to attack Canada, and we need to watch them.
Yeah, it's the big lie, you know. It's the excuse that's being used to impose on us the police state.
Well, I see in 2000, in all of Canada, it looks like there was 56 warrants that were requested. And I see in maybe 2001, 2002, that went up to 111, and that was obviously due to you know, all of the searching they were doing after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, 111 warrants for 32 million people, and now basically they're asking Canadians to give up their privacy.
Well, and then don't forget those warrants. What you're talking about, that process you're talking about, that's again a form of legal process that has eliminated a lot of due process for a just legal system. A lot of those people have been arrested, have been held without proper representation, and that's all part of that, the whole our whole anti-terrorism bill, where it's a system that is very repressive, and these people haven't even brought to justice, haven't even been proven to be guilty. They're just held under suspicions and under an arrangements that are again a flagrant setting back of 100 years of democratic form of jurisprudence. So there's that on top of the fact that it's a small number out of all the numbers of people in Canada. That's another whole issue as to the proper legality and the fairness of that kind of a system that we have now imposed in Canada.
Can I ask you a question? Do you see any relationship between the nomination for Frank McKenna to be the ambassador for Canada to the United States and this legislation? Do you see any relationship there?
I don't. What are you thinking of?
Well, I'm surprised. What I picked up just roaming the internet was a story from July 2002, mm-hmm. and this story starts off. It's called Canada's Link to Little-Known World of the Carlyle Group.
Okay.
It's written by Stephen Staples on July 18th.
Yeah.
And the first paragraph, it says, in the world of business, a game of golf is just another way to hold a business meeting.
Right.
Last week in Moncton, New Brunswick, two unlikely businessmen met to hit the links, former U.S. President George Bush Sr. and former New Brunswick Premier Frank McKenna.
Yeah.
So, and it,
no, you're
the story,
quite,
the story yeah. goes on about you know, George Bush coming to visit, George Bush Sr. coming to visit. But the reason I bring that up is because if we look at the money that
right.
is related to Frank McKenna and where he serves on board the boards of directors and the money that has gone to Paul Martin is staggering. And there was an article on written by Charles Smith called McKenna Carries Lots of Corporate Baggage.
Mm-hmm.
And in that article, and he probably doesn't list everybody, but he lists the amount of money that is associated to Frank McKenna that went to Paul Martin, and it's around $800,000.
Mm-hmm.
We also see that because of this kind of legislation, the Carlyle Group is going to benefit.
Yes.
The company that is going to be in charge of making these RFID tags on the border,
mm-hmm.
that's a Carlyle company.
Yeah.
That's a big contract.
Yeah.
Also, we look at some of the companies that the Carlyle Group owns, such as telecommunications companies,
mm-hmm.
Pacific Bell, Videotron,
yeah.
who's now offering telephone service, as well as...
It's all part of that corporate. It is. It's even like just how Canada Census is now in the hands of a U.S. corporation.
It has the
Lockheed Martin Group,
manufacturer
of weapons, in control now of Canada Census, collecting very private and national security information in the hands of that kind of a situation. The biometric techniques and fingerprinting that they're going to be imposing on us, that's another part of the no-fly thing. They're using that terrorist thing to fingerprint every single citizen and to eye-print us. I mean, I refuse to... I've been saying I won't go across the line as soon as they insist that I've got to have fingerprints and eye-prints taken. And
We used to be able to cross the line without even a passport.
That's right. That's right.
And...
No. There's no question. There's no question. This whole process has everything to do with the money flowing around the world concentrated in the hands of smaller and smaller numbers of people in larger and larger corporations. And it's all about globalization. It's all about that kind of concentration for the purpose of greed.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about. It's fundamentally that's what it's about.
Yeah, the
whole process.
Well, and these companies, like you said, globalization. I mean, we're not talking a company like Carlyle Group. We're not talking about just telecommunications, and we're not talking about associations to defense and everything else. We're also talking about data mining.
Yep.
We're talking. I mean, this is a company that owns companies like U.S. Investigations,
mm-hmm.
Federal Data.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is it's about. People are losing their rights, and
that's exactly what it is. And the point is, the reason this kind of legislation is being posed everywhere it's ironic. It's coming into the most developed parts of the world. It's because we're too well educated. We're too well informed. It's because in order for the globalist system to work, where the concentration of more and more power and money in the hands of fewer and fewer people. In order for it to be able to succeed, the masses of people are going to have to be controlled. And the way you control them is by imposing a police form of state on them, by taking away the rights and liberties that are entrenched in our Constitution. And I mean, it's just in the Constitution of Canada, Constitution of the United States, Constitution of Britain, Constitution of all the countries. It's in the Western world, and that it's happening so glibly, and that it's being done democratically elected politicians.
We hope democratically.
Well, you know, it's less and less so as time goes by, and more difficult for people to be able to exercise their franchise. That's why, back to the point of what I do as a leader of the Canadian Action Party, creating a vehicle that we're trying to keep. We're so small there's nobody managed to take control of us to sabotage it and to prevent it from being a vehicle for people at this point of time. It's a worry that one would always have to be looking over the shoulder about, but it's there for people, and I'm just urging people, please, let's move on this, let's do something
before it's too late. All right, I want to thank Ms. Vogel for joining us this morning. She is from the Canadian Action Party, and that's canadianactionparty.ca.
Parti Action Canadienne.
Okay.
And we have representatives actually in Montreal and in the party, and we really need to have somebody in every riding in this country. We need to have people that are just and this is what we're about is the liberty of Canada.
All right, and if some of the things that we're talking about disturb you and you want to contact Paul Martin's office, you can fax him at 613-941-6900, or you can write him an email at pm at pm.gc.ca. You can also visit thecarlawgroup.com if you want to check out a list of over 400 companies that they own. And thank you very much again for joining us this morning, Ms. Vogel, and I hope that some of our listeners join you on your website and join your fight against this.
CanadianActionParty.ca, and they can contact me at ConnieFogel@TELUS.net.
Okay, and just remember, if what we're seeing is correct, and $755,000 or whatever it is bought the end of your privacy, that was about 43 cents a person, so it's a pretty good deal.
Right. Okay.
Have a good day.